Well, something that caught my eye earlier this week was the discovery as to why some people seem to be more prone to being colonised with and getting infections from Staphylococcus aureus, a kind of bacterium which includes MRSA. And this discovery is important because it could pave the way for developing novel ways to treat the problem or identify patients who might be at risk of staph infections and therefore managing them a bit better in hospital.
So what's the story? How does this work?
Well, this is a paper that's come out of Japan. It's Tadayuki Iwazi, who's a researcher at Jikei University's School of Medicine over in Japan. What they did was to take swabs from 88 patients, and they found, predictably, that one-third of them were positive for Staphylococcus aureus, because we know that roughly one in three people carries this bug in the population. What was interesting, though, is that they found that nearly 100% of those people were also colonised with a relative of Staph aureus called Staph epidermidis. This is a human-friendly bacterium, what we would dub a good bacterium, which lives on the majority of us and does us no harm normally. But the researchers wondered whether there was something special about the type of Staph epidermidis that the people who had Staph aureus carriage actually had. So what they did was to painstakingly look at every single chemical that was produced by these Staph epidermidis strains of bacteria carried by these people when they grew. And they then compared the strains of Staph epidermidis and the chemicals they made with whether or not someone was carrying Staph aureus. And, amazingly, they found a difference. People that are colonised with Staph aureus, the Staph epidermidis that they carry lacks a gene, which is a gene which encodes a protein. It's a gene called ESP, and it encodes a protein that makes the bacterial equivalent of mace spray. It basically disperses or nukes colonies of Staphylococcus aureus. So basically, there are different strains of Staph epidermidis, the good bacteria we can carry on us, and about half of the Staph epidermidis that people carry can fend off Staph aureus with this particular gene, this ESP gene, which disperses Staph aureus colonies. You might say, well, why would one strain of bacterium want to commit biological warfare against one of its close relatives? Well, the answer is purely selfishness. The bugs that live on our bodies and in our bodies are all competing against each other for a limited amount of space and limited resources. So by developing this sort of chemical elbow out of the way, what these bugs are doing is basically securing their own future at the expense of these potential invaders.
So what does this discovery now mean? Can we come up with some kind of, you know, bactericide based on this?
That's what they're saying. It may be possible to do probably two things. One is, because people who carry the abnormal form of Staph epidermidis, the one that doesn't defend them against Staph aureus, are more prone to getting infected and getting problems with Staph aureus and MRSA, perhaps when microbiologists swab patients in hospital looking for people who are carrying Staph aureus and MRSA, perhaps they could also look at their Staph epidermidis and see if they've got this gene, because if people don't carry that particular strain, they're less likely to get Staph infections. That's the first point. Second point is, yes, maybe we can take a leaf out of nature's chemistry book and borrow the same technique that these bugs are using to kill off their Staph aureus relatives, and we could develop an antibiotic that basically works the same way.
Real life example of germ warfare, I guess.